Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Busy lives inevitably create a hectic pace of life. According to our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., experiencing beauty, feeling wonder, and breathing in deeply of life's countless blessings often fall to the bottom of our to-do list. Her celebrated book, Uplifted, will help you reconsider your priorities and aspirations and your goals and dreams. It also will help you reassess how you use your time and what you value in order to have a more successful, soul-satisfying life. The secret to creating these transforming changes, writes Susan in her book, is that they're one-step-at-a-time changes and 12-minute doable segments. They build on one another so nothing becomes a burden. They become manageable steps to take your life forward until their cumulative effect manifests major changes of significance. If we want to learn how to both honor our body and mind and have the mind uplifted as well, positive and thriving throughout the ups and downs of daily living or in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, Susan's new book, Uplifted, and this show today is a godsend to you. We welcome back to the program, Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. It is a pleasure to be with you, and I'm so excited about this topic because I would easily say that everybody in the world needs some upliftment in their lives.
Well, I love the book, and we're going to focus today, debuting the new book, talking about all of the great tips that you have in the book, Uplifted, available at Amazon, of course, wherever books are sold, Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's start with the very basics here. How did you get started in the fields of holistic health? Who inspired you along the way? And why did you decide to write this book, Uplifted, Creating a Life with Optimal Wellness, a Victorious Mindset, and Much Less Stress?
Yes, okay, great place to start. And you know the story. I won't belabor it here, and I've written about it in detail in Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. But my grandmother took me under her wings when I was a teenager, and I wasn't doing well. There were some tragedies in my life, and I got very sick, didn't want to live anymore. And she taught me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, along with my mom, of course, together, taught me how to just reinvent my life, to go from negative and not wanting to live to very positive and happy and feeling empowered and motivated about life. And so then let's fast forward. Then I taught at UCLA. I got multiple degrees, taught at UCLA for 30 years. Students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit. And then I retired in about 2000, went out in the world and taught people all the lessons I learned from my grandmother and my mom and through multiple degrees, although I've really learned the most in real life. And then for a long time, up until now, up until currently, I work with 12 clients at a time, 12 clients, because really in the routine of everyday life, it's easy to feel stuck. Some people cycle between fad diets, never reach their weight goals.
Yes.
Others shove their greatest hopes and dreams into the back of the closet and ignore their nagging health concerns. So I give my gold star secrets about how to create high-level wellness and feel and look your best, no matter your age, to only 12 clients a year because I don't have enough time to do more than that. And then I decided when COVID hit to put all of my secrets in this new book, Uplifted. So I've worked with, you know this, Rick, I've worked with corporate presidents, politicians,
yes,
world-class athletes, celebrities, and then also everyday people like you and like me on how to upgrade, uplift physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects. So you have now in your fingertips a new book, Uplifted, with all the tools and time-tested advice to take your life from ordinary to extraordinary. And so what does Uplifted mean? You know, it could mean so many things to different people. It could mean floating along on a transparently golden summer day. It could be an inner lightness that buoys you up through any mood. Or, like for me, it's more of a sense of being lifted along by a higher power in which I have complete trust. Now, that's God. So this book, not only is it written from the heart with lots of personal stories about my life that even you, Rick, have never even heard before.
Oh, I'm anxious to read it then.
Yeah, challenges and difficulties, and with a lot of my clients, too, and how they turn their lives around. So it's very inspiring. But I show you how to achieve this enlightened state of upliftment by attending to the whole person trinity of body, mind, and spirit. And the result is an indescribable feeling of buoyant inner power and confidence, something I think we all want every day, not just every once in a while. And I have tested this program, and I've got over 112 minute positive action steps. I've got a workbook in the book. I have 20 chapters. I've got recipes. It tells you how to honor body, mind, and spirit and be the best you can be. And, you know, my goal is this. You know, it's very simple. I think each day comes bearing precious gifts for you from God. And all we need to all do is just untie the ribbon, and we have everything we need inside us right now. You know, the power to unlock the healing that's within us, to conquer illness, extend life, and be uplifted is within us right now, and we can create a gracious life intentionally filled with joy, peace, and blessings. But I gently will guide you like I'm taking your hand. I'm your new holistic health coach, chapter by chapter, page by page, to help you look and feel the best you've ever felt.
And the book is appropriately titled Uplifted. The book is available by Susan Smith Jones, PhD, at our website, susansmithjones.com. Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you all that as we go through the program. It's interesting in getting the background, what you went through early in life, the stress that you went through. What causes stress and melancholy for most people?
Well, it could be different for everyone. For some people, just watching the nightly news can cause you
that'll
lots
do it.
Of stress.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what we see on the news. For other people, it could be unpaid bills and squabbles with their partners and noisy neighbors and traffic and deadlines. And when we have a lot of stress in our body, you know, we tend to then maybe look to food to overeat. We don't exercise. We get depressed. It affects our mind. And what I always tell people is it's the small lifestyle changes that can have an enormous impact on our longevity and quality of life. It's everything from what you eat daily to how you deal with that stress, how often you exercise, what about sleep, drinking water, what are you thinking every day? You know, the bottom line with taking stress off your life, one of the best ways to do it is simply by what you eat, because nobody shoves the food down your throat. You decide. And if you eat junk foods, that's what you're going to crave. Eat healthy foods, you'll desire more of the same. The most nutrient-dense superfoods on earth are greens. Hundreds and actually thousands of studies reveal their benefit for the body, for whether it's leafy greens and salads or other greens like broccoli. They're so good for adults and children, body, mind, and spirit. And eating greens every day will help keep your body in the pink. It's the first 40 minutes of the day, too, that sets the tone for the day. How do you want those first 40 minutes and the rest of the day to be? It's up to you to make the morning time happy, relaxed, healthy, and fun. And do a little deep breathing during the day and focus on those things for which you are grateful, because it boosts your immunity and it will make you happier. And if you can do the deep breathing outdoors where you've got fresh air, it could be in a local park, you know, by the ocean, in a community garden. It could be even in your backyard. That will help you feel better. And by the way, 10 minutes of an aerobic exercise, you could do it while you're watching TV at night, stepping in place, will double the level in your body of those happy hormones called endorphins, which will put you in a much more positive attitude, and it doesn't just last for a few minutes. It will last the rest of the day. So what are we saying? That you are the president and CEO of your body and health. Today, show by your actions that your health, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, is your top priority.
You know, there's so much information there, and I want to just one more question on stress, because that's something that really gets in the way of life's enjoyment for so many people. What kinds of health issues does too much unmanaged stress lead to in the body? It does take a toll, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, wow, does it ever. Now, if you just have one day of bad stress a month, not a big deal. But if you have chronic stress, unending stress, and you don't manage it well, like many people, Rick, these days, then it's going to wreak havoc on every cell in your body. Too much stress causes high blood pressure, heart problems, inflammation, depression, sleep debt, osteoporosis, aches and pains in your joints. I could do a whole hour on what happens in your body when you're under too much stress. Basically, if you want to age as quickly as possible, then don't do any stress management techniques. But all the techniques I offer in, and by the way, let me just say this now, my previous book was Wired for High-Level Wellness. This one is called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And I wrote them to be a two-book, a complementary set, because the Wired goes through how to more physical with lots of recipes, how to detoxify your body, rejuvenate, two chapters on brain health, two chapters on all about meditation, how to lose weight, how to increase energy, boost immunity, even how to increase prosperity and keep your body disease free. I didn't want to give you one 500-page book, so I purposely divided these into two books. The second book, the one called Uplifted, now that goes into the foods that can mentally lift you up and improve your mood. And there's some foods in that in another chapter that people are eating, and I write all about them, that can cause you almost immediate depression and even put you on the path to having suicidal thoughts.
Wow.
It's so important to be aware of what you're eating. In Uplifted, I talk about how to achieve your goals, boost your self-esteem. I talk a lot about stress that we're talking about and how to manage it and with all the best tips. I talk about kindness and gratitude and the science behind the healing benefits in your body. We'll talk about today of kindness and gratitude. Lots of personal stories from my life and my clients' lives. And then I give you, like you said right up front, I give you these 12 or fewer minutes. I give you actually 130 of ones that you can do, one a day, three a day, whatever you want. And over time, it makes a really positive difference. And then I talk about making 21-day agreements to change bad habits. But both books together are what you need physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's all the gold star secrets that I tell the 12 clients I work with each year. That's not very many, but now I've put everything in two books so I can take anybody's life from ordinary to extraordinary. So Uplifted is kind of part rule book and guidebook, part workbook, so you get to know yourself better, and part playbook. And, of course, I have two intermission sections with jokes, because it's so important to tickle your funny bone many
yes.
times during the day. And I'll have you laughing so hard that you'll get a great abdominal workout.
That's fantastic. And speaking of intermissions, let's take one now. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the health benefits of being kind, grateful, and optimistic. We think of those as nice traits, but not necessarily health benefits connected to them. We will do that. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, author of the book Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. And we're back more on This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back, This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program, talking about her new book, Uplifted. In this new inspiring book, Uplifted, Susan, you write in detail about the health benefits of being more kind, grateful, optimistic. You offer more than 100 tips of what we can do in 12 minutes or fewer to enrich our lives, physically, mentally, spiritually. Talk about this, if you will, and the number 12, once again, has great significance. And talk about some of the components of people that fall into that category where they're kind, grateful, and optimistic.
Yeah, well, so these kinds of people, components of an uplifted person, you know, let's start with this. Most people I know that are uplifted much of the time, they have an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for everything that's going on in your life, whatever the circumstances. That can foster happiness and peace of mind and assist you in living more fully. And I also know that daily gratitude makes you a magnet for miracles. So being grateful, that some people might not be aware of, literally will change your brain's neural activity. They did some MRI work, some technology, and researchers discovered that just being grateful for something lights up the brain's reward pathways, makes you a much happier person, and helps to alleviate a negative mood or depression. Now, some other components of uplifted people are people that know how to revel in simple pleasures. They can live more intuitively. They know how to let go of stress, let it flow off their shoulders. They take every opportunity, large and small, to serve others and engage fully in the world. To me, these are really important qualities. And I know most people I know that are uplifted, they respect highly the human body. And what we must never forget, Rick, is the human body is an amazing machine and requires maintenance and loving care to run efficiently. So in Uplifted, I teach you how to both honor your body and keep your mind uplifted and positive. And it is much more than what you eat or don't eat, how you exercise, when and how to rejuvenate and detoxify your body, and why it's important to live by the golden rule. But I enlighten you on how to believe in possibilities, how to be courageous in your daily life, how to live more in the present moment, how to move more towards love, remain calm in the midst of uncertainty, how to create more joy in the midst of chaos, how to dream big and bring your goals to fruition in record-breaking time. And then I give you about 150 affirmations. I teach you how to write them too, but I give you ones to help uplift you from any sadness, to foster more fulfilling relationships, to brighten your day each morning, and so much more.
All that in the book, Uplifted. Let's go through some of the surefire stress busters. You have 12 surefire stress busters. Best tips for creating a healthier, more balanced, and uplifted lifestyle. And I'll start with one that you touched on very briefly. Set the tone each morning to enrich your entire day. Those first moments in the morning are crucial. That sort of dictates what happens to you, doesn't it, the rest of the day?
Yeah, absolutely it does. And that might mean that the night before, get a little organized for the next morning so you won't feel so rushed in the morning. Set the breakfast table. Get the kids' lunches ready. Maybe lay out your exercise or your work clothes so that you can wake up and feel, oh, good, I can breathe a little bit this morning. I'm not so rushed. I can enjoy my children, the animals, my partner. And if you live alone, that you just won't need to rush around, because it really does affect the rest of your day. And another way to reduce stress that everybody can do, and it's just develop and strengthen your faith. One of my favorite quotes in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5:7 is this: worry ends when faith begins. Faith is that invincible and invisible magnet that attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and expects. So how do you build your faith? Maybe you read the Bible in the morning like I do. Maybe you do some meditation and visualize your goals. Maybe you focus more on everything for which you are grateful throughout the day, because that builds faith. Remember, it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who once said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. I love that. Another stress relaxer will be carve out a little time each day to exercise. Now, it'd be nice if you can do more than 10 minutes a day, but remember, 10 minutes of the aerobic exercise doubles the endorphins, chemical keys to happiness in your body.
That's amazing.
And you can add it into your life. Maybe you park at the far end of the grocery store and you walk, get a little bit of walking in that way. And if you do that everywhere you go on errands, park a little bit farther away, then maybe you'll get in 5,000 to 10,000 steps on the pedometer by the end of the day. So that's a good way. Also, we can't forget sleep. Sleep is imperative if you want to get the stress levels down and if you want to be a more compassionate, positive, and uplifted person. You want to get a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. So many studies show that you're irritable, cranky, no fun to be around, and less patient when you don't get enough sleep. And I see that in my life if I can't get enough sleep. So, and also, if you want to age more quickly, just cut your sleep hours to 2 to 5, 6 hours a night. You'll age very quickly. And, of course, get out in nature. That's the last stress buster. Being in nature calms us down, reduces anxiety. I coined this disease decades ago called NDD, nature deficit disorder, because I think too much time away from nature wrinkles our soul and deprives us of a cost-free visual Valium experience. And our moms were right, Rick, when they said go outside to play. I'd add to that, go outside to play and pray. I'm outdoors as much as possible, and you know I'm very big on earthing and grounding. If you go to my website and go to favorites, the first entry is grounding and earthing, nature's most powerful healer. And studies are showing that when you walk barefoot, maybe on the grass and on the natural ground, your backyard, at the beach, at the park, and I have my feet on a mat underneath my desk that simulates it, that your body absorbs electrons through your feet. Or if you're lying down on the grass and you've got a lot of skin exposed, it may be you're in your birthday suit, but just make sure it's a private backyard. But these days with drones, maybe you don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, traffic helicopter going over is probably not a good thing at that time.
We don't want to cause any crashes. But you do absorb electrons, and it will boost your immunity, your vitality, your mood, and so much more. On my website under favorites, where you see earthing, I have a one-hour documentary I posted with all these doctors and scientists discussing the benefits of earthing, and it doesn't cost a penny.
All of this is on Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her new book is Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Book available wherever books are sold. You find it at Amazon, Susan's website, and on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back and talk about some of the 12 surefire stress busters. It's one interesting, and you alluded to this earlier, eating a stress-relieving diet. Talk about that, how that works, what we need to do, maybe some of the foods we need to focus on, those we shouldn't be focusing on.
Yes, exactly. So eating is one of the ways to keep your body uplifted. It's not the only way, but it is a very important way. You know, there are many ways to change your life. Changing your thoughts can change your life, but that's not the only way. There's a spiritual approach, a mental, and a physical. And for example, when you clean your house, it doesn't really matter which room you start in. Just begin in some area of the house that appeals to you most, and then you'll find that the others will kind of fall in line. The same applies to healing your body. And one of the best places to start is simply by what you eat. And my philosophy is basic and efficacious. It's choose to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. If it grows, this is my simple approach, Rick. If it grows, you can eat it. If it doesn't grow, don't eat it. If you put a cake in the ground and hot dogs and sausages and French fries, would they grow? No, they wouldn't grow. So be conscious of what you're eating. It's like paying attention to your thoughts. You can listen to your body and the signals, and then and each time you eat, really pay attention to how you feel. Cleaning the mental house after a lifetime of indulging in negative mental thoughts is a bit like going on a good nutrition program after a lifetime of indulging in junk foods. They both can create a little bit of a healing crisis. So let's say, and remember, it's spring. Maybe you're spring cleaning your home. Maybe you're thinking about spring cleaning your body. And I give you the complete rejuvenation detoxification program in Wired for High-Level Wellness. But you might find once you start eating better foods and more greens and drinking more water and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, maybe for a couple days you feel a little less terrific. You know, sometimes you might get a little headache. But that is a sign that your body is throwing off toxic residues. And it's not to worry. You're doing house cleaning. I'm going to give you an analogy about Thanksgiving having to do with what you eat and your mental attitude too, because it's food for thought. So think back to your last Thanksgiving dinner. The food's eaten. It's time to clean the turkey pan. The pan is all burnt and crusty, so you pour hot water on it in the sink and soap, and you let it soak. And then you begin to scrape the pan, Rick. You scrape and scrape, and it looks worse. But you just keep scraping away, and soon the pan will be as good as new. Now, the same is sort of true with what you're thinking as well, cleaning up those dried-on negative mental patterns. When we soak our mind with positive thoughts of gratitude, and I'll tell you some of the benefits of gratitude and kindness in a moment, and then what will happen is a lot of old stuff will come to the surface. You just let that go. And if you just keep moving along with my 12-minute positive action steps, my affirmations, all my suggestions, you'll soon have all the old limitations gone out of your mind. So it's really simple. Think health, whole foods, simple lifestyle choices. Eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Colorful, natural foods. And then please refer to Uplifted to find out the most important superfoods you can eat to keep your brain uplifted, that help release endorphins in your body and also neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine that keep you in a positive mood. And then there are some foods you never want to eat because they can very quickly and easily depress you and put you into a depression where you would even have suicidal thoughts. So I've got all those foods and two chapters on it in up the book Uplifted.
Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. You'll find it on her website as well, SusanSmithJones.com. Going back, you keep saying these very interesting things, and I'm jotting them all down, and this isn't a telethon, so we're not going to be here for 24 hours. I'm trying to condense it here as best as I can. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Talk about that, because it cost us nothing to show some gratitude, and it really pays benefits, doesn't it?
Yes. So I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'm going to tell you what happens in your body when you have an attitude of gratitude. It's really remarkable. Gratitude is like this magnetic force that it draws draws so much more good to each one of us. It's a dynamic spiritual energy that allows you to exert a powerful influence on your body, your life, and your world. And most importantly, because we were just talking about stress, it's a fabulous stress buster. What you think about consistently, you'll bring more of in your life. So maybe you keep a gratitude journal, and every day you write down at least three things for which you are grateful, focusing, Rick, on positive things, even during the most difficult times, is the perfect remedy to reduce and alleviate stress. And if you don't feel positive and grateful, fake it until you make it, as the saying goes.
Oh, yes.
Because, in other words, acting as if will help you through many challenging times and carry you on to better times. It was Shakespeare who championed this sage advice in his immortal words in Hamlet. He wrote, assume a virtue if you have it not. So what happens when you're grateful? If you are grateful for 15 seconds, let's say you just think about something for 15 seconds for which you are grateful, what happens in your body? It's astonishing. It will boost your immune system. It reduces aches and pains. This is 15 seconds, Rick. It improves your cardiovascular profile. I have all the studies in Uplifted about this. It boosts your energy and strength. It helps you perform better on tasks, you know, at work or kids in school. And if all this happens in 15 seconds, think how much better your life would be if every hour on the hour for 15 seconds, except when you were sleeping, that you just focused on something for which you were grateful. You would have the best life in the world. And there have been studies comparing optimistic and pessimistic thinking. And there was a report that I included in Uplifted from the Mayo. It was published in the Mayo Proceedings from the Mayo Clinic. And it says that individuals who profess pessimistic exclamations for life events have a poorer physical health and a higher mortality rate compared with optimists or middle-of-the-road types, regardless of age or sex. And they found that every 10-point increase in the study's pessimism scores was associated with a 19% increase in the risk of death. So let's look at the glasses half full, since that's how we are, Rick. Conversely, participants who tested high on the optimism scores had a survival rate significantly better than expected. And the reason for this, the scientists said, was that the pessimists have a more passive and a darker outlook on life. Well, that's a no-brainer, sort of pun intended there. and it makes them more prone to bad life events like injury, illness, and depression. But the researchers concluded that pessimism itself is a risk factor for early death and should be viewed the same way as other risk factors like obesity, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. And the gratitude is the same as kindness. When we are kind to someone else or kind to ourselves, we eat something that's healthier, we get enough sleep, maybe we put a beautiful hydrating mask on our face. Whatever it is, the brain's pleasure and reward centers light up like a Christmas tree when you do something kind to someone else or to yourself. And again, remember I said you release those neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine. When you do something kind for someone else or something nice for yourself, you also release a hormone called oxytocin. That's the love hormone, and that even increases feelings of intimacy. So not only that, but these chemicals are essential to certain aspects of maintaining a healthy body. When you are kind to other people, you actually release endorphins, the same endorphins as the runner's high when you're doing aerobic exercise. And that right there will help to reduce and eliminate physical pain in your body. So, Rick, that's a lot of bang for your buck for something as simple as opening the door for a stranger. But that's how powerful kindness is. And as my mom and grandmother taught me, and I know your grandparents did too, Matthew 7:12 is the golden rule. Treat others the way you wish to be treated. If we could all do that more every day, just go be a kindness seeker. What could you do out in the world to show other people kindness? And not only that, but while you're doing that, think great thoughts of what you're grateful for in your life. Your whole life will turn around. Bottom line is, when you invite that kindness to be your default position in life, and you treat others with kindness, and you let them know you're grateful for them, compassion will be your constant companion, and your daily path will be brimming over with light and joy. You know, my mom, as I said, mom and grandmother always said, live by the golden rule. And boy, oh boy, does our world need that right now.
Boy, we really do. And it's so simple. It's been around. It's worked for centuries. And sometimes we sort of forget it. Live by the golden rule. That's one of the 12 surefire stress busters and best tips for creating a healthier, more balanced and uplifted lifestyle in Dr. Susan's new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Your website is SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk in the time remaining here maybe about another one which you have there, which is fascinating. This is the physical aspect now. Boost metabolism, lose extra weight, put wings under your confidence. In fact, I'd love to do a whole program. I'm sure there are many things that tips you can give us to incorporate all of this into our lives. But briefly, talk about the power of boosting metabolism, losing extra weight, and putting some wings under our confidence.
Yes, and it's my Wired for High-Level Wellness book and also my exercise book called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And you can see the whole webinar, the free webinar on how to stay motivated to exercise on my website. So many people come to me, probably more than any other issue. Susan, I want to lose weight. I want to boost my metabolism. How do I do it? And it's really a multi-prong approach. Just changing what you eat doesn't really affect the metabolism. You've got to change the muscle metabolism. So any weight loss program where you want to lose a little or a lot of weight and you want it to be permanent needs to combine a good, healthy diet, eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of high-fiber food. Only plant-based foods have fiber. And don't eat two or three massive meals each day. Graze throughout the day. Eat four or five, maybe even six, much smaller meals. That keeps your metabolism stoked. It also helps to lower cholesterol. You can't lose weight easily. It will always be a struggle if you don't get enough sleep at night. So you've got to make sure you get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. That's so important. And then when you exercise, you've got to combine aerobic, like brisk walking, hiking, swimming, cycling, aerobic dance. You know, it's good to have a piece of aerobic equipment in your home because that will help burn fat off your body. But then you also have to do some weight training two or three times a week, more if you want to get the weight off quicker, because as you build muscle, Rick, you build that muscle, that increases your metabolic rate. And if you add 10 pounds of healthy, lean muscle tissue on your body, and it will take about 4 to 6 months to do it, depending on if you do weight training 2 to 4 times a week. So you can't do it overnight, because as we get older, our muscles atrophy, we lose muscle. That's why we can't eat as much. We'll keep gaining weight. But if you will commit to a weight training program with the aerobics and also with stretching, but it's the weight training, by adding 10 extra pounds of muscle, your body will burn 500 more calories a day, even when you're sitting and sleeping, compared to someone who doesn't weight train. So you've got to combine all that. So let me just say, all of this is in, because I know our time's limit, is in Wired for High Level Wellness, and the newest book, Uplifted, because I talk more about diet. I have lots of good recipes for you in Wired. I've got a lot of dairy-free cheeses and sour creams and dips in the Uplifted book. And then the complete weight loss metabolism program is in my full color book, a bestseller all around the world called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. They're all available on Amazon. But if you want autographed copies, just go to my website. You'll find out how to get them.
Yeah, you have all the information there, so you can actually contact Dr. Susan, get the books autographed. She will personally ship those out to you. All of the information's there, all of the information on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Dr. Susan's website. Let's close out here, the final couple minutes of the program, sort of tying it all together, the 12 surefire stress busters, best tips for creating a healthier, more balanced and uplifted lifestyle. Uplifted, the name of the newest book. Carve out 12 minutes a day for an enriching action step and positive affirmation. That's where it all begins. Talk about how the best way to begin that process.
Well, the best way is, number one, make a commitment. You know, get the books, read through, and then just know I am your personal lifestyle coach. I'm holding your hand. I'll walk with you every step of the way. Everything you need is in the books. And then commit to something simple, like getting more sleep, drinking more water, upgrading your diet. Let's build our faith. That is so important, because your attitude and thoughts going into a program, Rick, determine the success of the program. You want to weed out all thoughts of doubt and worry. And for me personally, I think it's important to live a little bit more inwardly, not judging your whole life by everything you see out in front of you. Spend some time in prayer, in faith work, in meditation, because when you constantly direct your attention and energies outward, it's so easy to lose that sense of inner wonder, calmness, balance, and beauty, where true happiness, joy, and peace originate. Abraham Lincoln, our wonderful 16th president, said, "We're about as happy as we make up our minds to be." And our inner happiness comes not really from the things we own, even though a lot of people think that. It comes from the kindness and the love we have and we show to the world. And if you view the world as a giving place, so this all goes back to your attitude. Remember, my grandmother always used to say to me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So I choose to view the world as a giving place. And because of that, I see goodness in others and situations, and I see a lot of optimism. And I, you know, and I let people know I appreciate them, and I'm always, always kind. That is my motto in life. And then you will attract others with the same values. So if you extend that love and kindness outward, then love creates an irresistible charisma, like a warm glow that makes us and others happy. And don't forget that happiness can be increased by praying. You know, one of the best compliments I had in my life is a few years ago, I went to a very old, I won't give you the years, high school reunion. And I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen literally in decades. And the comment I got from so many people, because you sort of forget about those days in high school, especially when so many years and decades have gone by.
Yes.
But people came up to me and said the thing I and these are people, not they weren't together. They were all separate, so they didn't all get together and decide to say this. The thing we remember about you, Susan, from your high school days is you were the nicest person that they had ever known, the nicest, kindest. And I love that, because that is so important to me. And my mom and grandmother taught me to live by the golden rule. And we all want the same thing, Rick. We want to be appreciated, respected, valued. We all want to be loved in some way. And I, but we have to give that to other people. And when you give other people kindness, remember, 15 seconds of kindness and gratitude will change the physiology of your body. This helper's high, and when you volunteer, the helper's high is a real phenomenon. So you'll have all these heartfelt stories and all the scientific backing and inspiration and a workbook. I didn't want to give you another book, so I put a workbook in where you're going to answer questions. You take a separate piece of paper, and all aspects of your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical life, your career, your finances, you know, your levels of prosperity, your dreams, just to know yourself better, because it's really important to know thyself. It was Socrates who said, an unexamined life is not worth living. So I teach you how to not only know yourself well, but be the best person you can be. And I promise you, if you follow my simple, gentle guidance, I'll take your life from ordinary to absolutely extraordinary. I've tested it on thousands of people. You will have the courage of a lion. I'll put wings under your self-esteem and confidence, and I will improve your odds against disease and mental health issues, and I'll help extend your life and make you uplifted day in and day out.
And it's all doable. This is a must-read. This is the newest book from Susan Smith-Jones. The book is Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. All the information on the website. And Susan, while they're on the website checking out the information for the book, sign up for the free newsletter, because that's a wealth of information. It is free. It comes out once a month, and you'll find yourself looking forward to that time when you get the email from Dr. Susan with the monthly newsletter.
That's right. I so enjoy working on these. I do them all myself every month. It takes dozens of hours to do these. But it gives me lots of joy and satisfaction. And by the way, the general public never sees these newsletters. They're only for people who have signed up. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. And I consider everyone who signs up for my newsletters part of my extended family.
Well, and it's very simple to do. It'll take literally a handful of seconds if you go to SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. In particular, today we had a chance to debut the book, Uplifted, a book that's bound to be an international bestseller, as your other books are as well, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. All the information as well on our website. Thank you for being with us, and let's do it again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, the new book is Uplifted. You'll find it on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.